You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Point West with Bobby West, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Point West, West, West.
Alrighty, good morning and welcome to Point West, heard exclusively here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. We are becoming the soundbite capital, and today we have two outstanding sound bites, one by the Reverend Al Sharpton, the eulogy of George Floyd. It's about 40 minutes. We will do our usual break-ins, but it was one of the most powerful eulogies that I've ever heard, and Al Sharpton at his finest. That will be in the first hour. We will allow a few moments for calls or Gmails if we get any. Then in the second hour, we will have the bishop, his thoughts on George Floyd. Personally, I'm glad that somebody from the religious community spoke up. One of the a national leader finally spoke up and reflected his thoughts, because some people were asking, well, where is the church in all this? But these two powerful black men, the Reverend Al Sharpton and the Bishop T.D. Jakes, stood out, and we are going to hear their sound bites. Both of them are about 40 minutes long, which gives us time for questions and our commercials or other things that we have to do. So without further ado, this is it's going to be the Bishop, or rather Reverend Al Sharpton. 1-877-932-9766. MrBobby@gmail.com.
I want us to not sit here and act like we had a funeral on the schedule. George Floyd should not be among the deceased. He did not die of common health conditions. He died of a common American criminal justice malfunction. He died because of there has not been the corrective behavior that has taught this country that if you commit a crime, it does not matter whether you wear blue jeans or a blue uniform, you must pay for the crime you commit. So it is not a normal funeral. It is not a normal circumstance, but it's too common, and we need to deal with it. Let me ask those of you that in the traditions of eulogies need a scriptural reference, go to Ecclesiastes 3rd chapter. First verse says, to everything there is a time and a purpose and season under the heavens. I'm going to leave it there. I saw somebody standing in front of a church the other day which had been boarded up as a result of violence, held the Bible in his hand. I've been preaching since I was a little boy. I never seen anyone hold a Bible like that, but I'll leave that alone. But since he held the Bible, if he's watching us today, I would like him to open that Bible And I'd like him to read Ecclesiastes 3. To every season and a purpose. And I think that it is our job to let the world know when we see what is going on in the streets of this country and in Europe, around the world, that you need to know what time it is. First of all, we cannot use Bibles as a prop. And for those that have agendas that are not about justice, this family will not let you use George as a prop. If you want to get your stuff off, don't use him. Let us stand for what is right. Because when I got the call from Attorney Crump, and usually when he calls me, it's not to find out how I'm doing. It's usually because something happened that he wants National Action Network and I to get involved. And he explained to me what was happening with this case. And I'd already heard about it in the media. And immediately I said, well, let me know what you want me to do. He said, whatever you need to do. One of the things, Martin, that I've always had to deal with is critics would say, all Al Sharpton wants is publicity. Well, that's exactly what I want. Because nobody calls me to keep a secret. People call me to blow up issues that nobody else would deal with. I'm the blow up man, and I don't apologize for that. Because you get away too much with hiding things. Honey has talked about y'all putting clothes in the oven to have your clothes dried. Well, I didn't grow up in the third world, but I grew up in third ward. I grew up in Brownsville, and we had roaches. Now, I know Kevin Hart and some of the rich Hollywood folk here don't know where roaches are, but we had roaches, Ludacris. And one thing I found out about roaches is that if you keep the light off, if you're in the dark, a roach will pull up to your dinner table and have a five-course meal. So I learned that one of the ways to deal with roaches is if you cut the light on, I could run them roaches and track them down. And I've spent all my life chasing roaches all over this country. As soon as I talked to the family and got the details and heard that among George's last words was, I can't breathe, with a knee on his neck. I immediately thought about Eric Garner. I did the eulogy at his funeral. And I called his mother. And I said, I know we're not going out because of the coronavirus, but this is so much like Eric. If we could arrange some private way to go to Minneapolis, would you go? And she said, Rev Al, I'm already packing, let me know. Tyler Perry said, I'll give the families, the plane, whatever y'all need, because this is wrong. Robert Smith said, don't worry about the funeral costs. People across economic and racial lines started calling and getting in. And we flew out here, her and I, last Thursday. And when I stood at that spot, reason it got to me is George Floyd's story has been the story of black folks. Because ever since 401 years ago, the reason we could never be who we wanted and dreamed to be in is you kept your knee on our neck. We were smarter than the underfunded schools you put us in, but you had your knee on our neck. We could run corporations and not hustle in the street, but you had your knee on our neck. We had creative skills. We could do whatever anybody else could do, but we couldn't get your knee off our neck. What happened to Floyd happens every day in this country, in education, in health services, and in every area of American life. It's time for us to stand up in George's name and say, get your knee off our necks. That's the problem, no matter who you are. We thought maybe we had a complex, T.I., maybe it was just us. But even blacks that were broke through, you kept your knee on that neck. Michael Jordan won all of these championships, and you kept digging for mess because you got to put a knee on our neck. White housewives would run home to see a black woman on TV named Oprah Winfrey, and you mess with her because you just can't take your knee off our neck. Man comes out of a single-parent home, educates himself and rises up and becomes the president of the United States. And you ask him for his birth certificate because you can't take your knee off our neck. The reason why we're marching all over the world is we were like George. We couldn't breathe, not because there was something wrong with our lungs, but you wouldn't take your knee off our neck. We don't want no favors. Just get up off of us, and we can be and do whatever we can be. There have been protests
ready yet?
All over the world. Some have looted and done other things. And none of us in this family condones looting or violence. But the thing I want us to be real cognizant of is there's a difference between those calling for peace and those calling for quiet.
You're listening to Al Sharpton here on Point West, exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
They just want us to shut up and suffer in silence. The overwhelming majority of the people marching wasn't breaking windows. They were trying to break barriers. They weren't trying to steal nothing. They were trying to get back the justice you stole from us. Those that broke the law should pay for whatever law they broke, but so should the four policemen that caused this funeral today. We don't have a problem denouncing violence, Mr. Governor. We don't have a problem, Mr. Mayor, denouncing looting. But it seems like some in the criminal justice system have a problem looking at a tape and knowing there's probable cause, and it takes a long time for you to go and do what you see that you need to do. But I'm one that, as Ben Crump said, Dash Action Network and I have been involved in a lot of these fights we started around criminal justice. I did speeches and eulogies at most of the funerals that we've had in this space in the last couple of decades, and led the marches and did what we had to do. I look at Martin III, we went to jail together fighting these fights, like his daddy went to jail before. But I'm more hopeful today than ever. Why? Well, let me go back. Reverend Jackson always taught me, stay on your text. Go back to my text, Ecclesiastes. There is a time and a season. And when I looked this time and saw marches where, in some cases, young whites outnumbered the blacks marching, I know that it's a different time and a different season. When I looked and saw people in Germany marching for George Floyd, it's a different time and a different season. When they went in front of the parliament in London, England, and said it's a different time and a different season, I come to tell you, America, this is the time of dealing with accountability in the criminal justice system. Stephen, years ago, I went to march. Now, I remember a young white lady looked me right in the face and said, "Nigga, go home." But when I was here last Thursday, and Miss Carr and I was headed back to the airport, I stopped near the police station. And as I was talking to a reporter, a young white girl, she didn't look no older than 11 years old. She tagged my suit jacket, and I looked around and I braced myself. And she looked at me and said, "No justice, no peace." It's a different time. It's a different season. And if my Bible-carrying guy out in front of that boarded-up church, if I got him to open up the Bible, I want you to remember something. You know, I was late last October to an appointment because the time changed. And I was still, my watch was on the wrong time. You know, once a year, time goes forward. And if you don't, Congresswoman Omar, move your watch, you're going to find yourself an hour late, not because your watch was wrong, but you had your watch on the wrong time. Well, I come to tell you that are sitting in Washington talking about militarizing the country, thinking that you can sell wolf tickets to people who's had enough of abuse, I come to tell you, you can get on the TV, but you on the wrong time. Time is out for not holding you accountable. Time is out for you making excuses. Time is out for you trying to stall. Time is out for empty words and empty promises. Time is out for you filibustering and trying to stall the arm of justice. This is the time. We won't stop. We gonna keep going until we change the whole system of justice. Our organizations have called this a day of mourning. NAACP, National Urban League, Legal Defense Fund, Black Women's Roundtable, Lawyers Committee all got together, said we're going to have a day of mourning. But then we're going to come out this day of mourning, because as some of our experts, Sherrilyn Ifill and others that know the legal field, have outlined a legal process that we must enforce, everything from residency to dealing with police backgrounds not being hidden. I talked to Governor Andrew Cuomo today in New York. He says we got to change 58 where the backgrounds are stopped of policemen. We need to know if they stop you, they find out everything you ever did. Why don't we know when policemen have a pattern? We got to go back to consent decrees. Under the Obama administration, they had put certain cities with patterns in practice under consent decrees. From Jamal Bryan to know when he was pastoring there in Baltimore, that they put it under consent decree. One of the first things that happened in the next administration was they stopped the consent decrees. We have specific policies that need to happen. Therefore, I'm glad Martin III is here today, because on August 28th, the 57th anniversary of the March on Washington, we're going back to Washington, Martin. That's where your father stood in the shadows of the Lincoln Memorial and said, I have a dream. Well, we're going back this August 28th to restore and recommit that dream. To stand up, because just like at one era we had to fight slavery, another era we had to fight Jim Crow, another era we dealt with voting rights, this is the era to deal with policing and criminal justice. We need to go back to Washington and stand up, black, white, Latino, Arab, in the shadows of Lincoln, and tell them this is the time to stop this. We, Martin, and I talked about this. I've asked Reverend Bryant to get the faith leaders together. I talked Randy Weingart about the labor leaders. Oh, no, we're going to organize in the next couple of months in every region, not only for a march, but for a new process. And it's going to be led by the Floyd family. And it's going to be led by the Garner family. And it's going to be led by those families that have suffered this and knows the pain and knows what it is to be neglected. And it's going to be getting us ready to vote, not just for who's going to be in the White House, but the State House and the city councils that allow these policing measures to go unquestioned. We are going to change the time. Let me say this to the family who has shown such great grace and real level and balanced thinking. And that's why I want them to help lead this. And I think one of the greatest thinkers of our time, Dr. Michael Eric Dyson, I've asked come and speak. We need to break down, because y'all don't know what time it is. Y'all are operating like it's yesterday. And the reason y'all late catching up to what these protests means is because you didn't turn your clock forward. Talking about make America great. Great for who and great when? We gonna make America great for everybody for the first time. Never was great for blacks. Never was great for Latinos. Wasn't never great for others. Wasn't great for women. Young women had to march to get the right to vote. But lastly is the religious side. I was reading and kept thinking about how I was a little embarrassed, because when I heard that George, at this point of suffering this brutal attack, called for his mama. I said to Attorney Crump, I said, well, I appreciate talking to his brothers and them on the phone, but I want to talk to his mother. He said his mother passed. I said his mother passed, but he was calling for his mother. And I thought about it because I was raised by a single mother. And sometimes the only thing between us and our conditions was our mothers. Sometimes the only thing that we had that would take danger away was our mothers. The only ones that would make sure the food was on the table was our mother. I know why George was calling for mama. But then as I had got that all placed in my mind and I realized why I was always calling her. My mother died 8 years ago, but I still try to talk to her. Sometimes just dial the cell phone to hear the voicemail or the phone that I never cut off. I still want to reach out to mama. But talking to Quincy last night, one of his five children, Quincy said, you know, I was thinking maybe he was calling his mother. Because at the point that he was dying, his mother was stretching her hands out, saying, come on, George. I'll welcome you where the wicked will cease from troubling, where the weary will be at rest. There's a place where police don't put knees on you, George. There's a place that prosecutors don't drag their feet. Maybe mama said, come on, George. There's a God that still sits high, but he looks down low and he'll make a way out of no way. This God is still on the throne. The reason we can fight, I don't care who's in the White House, there is another house that said if we'll fight, he'll fight our battles. If we stand up, he'll hold us up. So as we leave here today, I say to this family, I know that years ago we told them, Reverend Jackson told us, keep hope alive. Then I know that President Obama wrote a book about hope. But I want you to know in my life, there's times that I lost hope. Things can happen like this that'll dash your hope. But there's something that is sister to hope called faith. Faith is the substance of things. Hope for the evidence of things unseen. Faith is when you got a pile of bills and no money, but you say he will provide all of my needs. Faith is when you got no medicine in the cabinet and you're sick in your body, but you say he's a doctor that never lost a patient and he'll dry tears from my eyes. Faith is when your friends walk out, when your loved ones turn their back, but you say, I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me now. We didn't come this far by luck. We didn't come this far by some fate. We come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He never failed me yet. From the outhouse to the White House, we come a long way. God will, God shall, God will, God always has. He'll make a way for his children. Go on home, George. Get your rest, George. You changed the world, George. We're going to keep marching, George. We're going to keep fighting, George. We done turned the clock, George. We're going forward, George. Time out. Time out. Time out.
Okay, we're going to pause here. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Just download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. The podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay tuned for the conclusion of the eulogy of George Floyd.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash-kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
ASHKICKIN. Shop Ash-kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
Now we back for paying the bills, baby. Maybe we'll fire the landlord. This next song is dedicated to all the cool cats and...
Attention Central Ohio.
Stand by for an important message.
Someone once said, these times like all times are good times if we just know what to do. Linco Realty says this is the best time to buy or sell a home, because interest rates are the lowest in history. Linco Realty has been providing real estate services for over 40 years in Central Ohio. Let us help you fire your landlord. If you have questions on pre-approvals, credit scores, down payments, financing, down payment assistance programs, schools, or other real estate questions, go to LincoRealty.com or call us at 614-375-2289. Again, 614-375-2BUY. Fire your landlord. Call us at 614-375-2289. Check out LincoRealty.com, then start packing.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence Magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
Supporting minority education. I'm Sean Booker, damn it. I'm here to tell you that as the mother of a high school senior, I know due to financial circumstances, many of America's deserving minority students do not have access to a college education. Since 1944, the United Negro College Fund has sought to provide one. Since 1972, the beginning of this campaign, UNCF has helped more than 300,000 talented students earn a college degree. I'm Sean Booker, damn it. Give a helping hand.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
If you're not facing your mortgage issues, this can be the most terrifying sound in the world. It means you've fallen behind. It means hope is dwindling. It means you're another call closer to losing your home to foreclosure. Fortunately, there's hope. If you need real help and guidance, call 1-888-995-HOPE. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the ad council in this station. If you're not facing your mortgage issues, this can be the most terrifying sound in the world. It means you've fallen behind. It means hope is dwindling. It means you're another call closer to losing your home to foreclosure. Fortunately, there's hope. If you need real help and guidance, call 1-888-995-HOPE. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the ad council in this station.
Goodwill is a global social services enterprise and the leading nonprofit provider of job training programs and career services in the United States and Canada. To pay for its program, Goodwill sells donated clothes and other household items in more than 2,700 stores and online at shopgoodwill.com. Goodwill uses the revenue earned from these sales to fund job training, employment placement services, and other community programs. The goal of the campaign is to increase goods donations to Goodwill, inspire an emotional connection to the Goodwill brand, and to elevate preference for Goodwill.
At TalkTainmentRadio.com, we don't just talk, we don't just entertain. We've combined talk radio with the latest in online entertainment, with the ability to listen live at no cost 24/7. We are the premier online radio station. Outperforming the digital quality of our competitors, our shows are produced in a state-of-the-art studio by the best radio professionals in the business. Hosting live shows on location at some of the area's greatest and most popular events, we give you exactly what you want to hear with talk radio that matters to you. Join us online at TalkTainmentRadio.com, where you can listen live or play podcasts from the best shows in online talk radio. We give you a reason to come. We give you a reason to stay. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. You are the power. Right here on TalkTainment Radio.
Okay, now we return to the eulogy of George Floyd by the Reverend Al Sharpton.
We ask gospel great Hezekiah Walker to sing a song for the family. After which, Derek Johnson of the NAACP asked me, Attorney Crump, we're going to stand for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Though that was the time that George was on the ground. And we want you all over the world to stand with us for 8 minutes and 46 seconds and make that commitment for justice in the name of George. I want to thank the members of the Congressional Black Caucus for being with us. Won't you stand? I want to thank the son and heir and co-convener, Dr. Martin Luther King III, for being with us. I want to thank the mayor and the governor and their brides for being with the family. Senator Amy Klobuchar of the state of Minnesota. I want to thank my mentor and one who's fought this fight for more than a half a century, Reverend Jesse Lewis Jackson is with us. And his spokesman for Rainbow Push, Jonathan Luther Jackson. I want to thank from the entertainment world, Kevin Hart. He told me don't mention he's here, so don't clap. Stand up, Kevin. We joke each other. Brother Beloved, stand up, brother. Brother Ludacris. Tyrese Gibson, who's an extraordinary activist in his own right. Master P. The one and only, the creative genius, Will Packett, is with us today. And a brother that we've marched together and done a lot of things. He does not just put his name on somebody's petition. He puts his body on the line. Brother T.I. is in the house. I I want this brother's one of the greatest gospel singers alive. Is Tiffany here? Oh, wait a minute. I didn't want to announce and say I embarrassed her. Let me tell you something. One of the most popular, outstanding artists that is also committed. I've read her interview. She think I'm old and don't read stuff, but I do. And she's been committed and saying the right things, and she wanted to be here today. And I was so busy joking with Kevin, I didn't even look at her. Let us welcome our sister beloved, Sister Tiffany Haddish is in the house. Well, I'm going to announce all the rest. Wait a minute, y'all don't start introducing folk. I got them all. Let us hear a selection from Brother Hezekiah Walker.
God bless everybody. Let's have some church for a little while. Y'all ready to have some church? I came all the way from Brooklyn, New York to do this for George and the family. The song says every praise, amen, is unto our God. Let's do it. Come on, let's stand to our feet, everybody. Come on. Come on. Put your hands together. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come on. Every praise, come on.
Every praise
is to our God.
Is to our God.
Every word of worship.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
With one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise
is to our God.
Is to our God. Yeah.
Sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, oh, to our God.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
It's to our God.
It's to our God.
Come on, every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
To our God.
It's to our God.
Come on, my people, let's take it up one more time. Come on.
Every praise.
It's to.
It's to our God.
Every word of worship.
Every word of worship.
We want to call.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
back. All right, as we remain standing, I want to recognize Clyde Bellacourt of the American Indian Movement. Brother Bellacourt, we're honored that you came. Thank you. And let me say, they recognize someone yell out the state chair of the NAACP and many of Black Lives Matter, many of the grassroots organizations that have been doing the protests on the ground in Minneapolis and around the country. Movements are about everybody. We don't exclude anybody. Those young folks, some of them organic, some organized on their own, some NAACP, some Urban League, some National Action Network. We need everybody. This is not a competition. This is a movement. And we need to stop our competing and start fighting the real enemy. Thank you for doing what y'all are doing. When I got here, they were marching, and they kept marching. They didn't need nobody to come organize something. They organized, and we're going to stay organized. And I really thank them for their work. We want to pause for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. I want you, because of the pandemic, I'm not going to ask you to take hands, but I want you to stand next to someone with the right distance. The amazing thing about this movement, people say they never seen marches all over the country. Well, we've had that, but we never had it in a pandemic. The reason I know this is a different time is people came out by the hundreds of thousands at risk of their own health to stand up. People that had been sheltered in broke out of shelter. First flight I took was to come here in many weeks. And maybe in God's own way, Martin, the fact we were sheltered means we couldn't watch sports, couldn't watch nothing. We had to keep watching that tape. Maybe because we had no distractions that finally we are ready to deal with this. So as we stand, I would like us to stand together. And I think there's only one woman up here. I want Tiffany, since I was disrespectful, would you come stand with us up here, Tiffany Haddish? So you won't be talking about me in your next interview.
All righty. We're going to pause here. We're not going to do the 8 minutes and 46 seconds. You could do that on your own, for George Floyd. Phone lines are going to be open for a moment as we will accept calls, 1-877-932-9766. Or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. We reflect on some thoughts, take your foot off our necks. And a lot of us have had these things on us. For instance, yesterday, and this is really a shame, but what about this? I'm going to bring up a few subjects, but the voter suppression in the state of Georgia, where the black precincts had problems in their voting machines, whereas in the white areas, there were no problems at all. People stood in line past the closing time for the to cast their votes over three hours, some even in the rain and excruciating heat, just to cast their votes, all set up by the Republican, now Republican governor and his cronies set that new voting system up that was supposedly making voting easier, and it made it harder, something that they're going to look into before the national elections in November. Why did they do that? Why did they do that? What is so bad about, voting? I mean, to me, it's obvious that they don't want you to vote or want to try to do anything to prevent you from voting. That's terrible. Colin Kaepernick, the situation. Roger Goodell of the NFL, the guy who works for the owners, came out and said that we were wrong. we being the NFL, that they were wrong. But not one time, unless he has done it since I've been on the air, not one time has he mentioned Colin Kaepernick. And that's a shame, because all Colin Kaepernick did was get on his knees to make a protest or make a statement against suggested race soldier brutality. Understand this, and you must understand this. A police officer, there's no such thing as police brutality, because a police officer would not do that. But race soldiers in the police departments all across the nation, and it has been documented that they have crossed into the police departments all across America and are doing the same thing. All you have to do is mention Eric Garner, Tamir Rice, Sandra Bland, the same thing is going on. Breonna Taylor. The same thing is going. There is a systematic pattern going on. 1-877-932-9766. If you'd like to get in contact with the show, or you can give me your thoughts Gmail, 7MrBobby@gmail.com. There's a word that's going around called defunding the police, and it's been basically worked with so that you think defunding means to take away the support going to police departments. That's not true. Defunding is the actual relocation of funds that the police have into different parts of the police organization. You're not taking any money. Well, you're reallocating that. Maybe you want to do some extra training for something, for different things that police departments face. Maybe you want to do that, because there's a lot of stuff going on. Or like this, everybody that I know have seen the video of a 75-year-old man getting kicked or pushed down by the suggested race soldiers in the city of Buffalo, New York. Everybody saw that on camera, and then, I don't know, 56 or whatever, decided to resign from the special force that they were on. Funny, they didn't resign from the police department, which I would have been happy about that. But see, manipulation is being used against us to what? Confuse you. Now, I'm not a great Bible student, but I know that the devil comes to do a couple of things, three things: to kill, steal, and to destroy. And today, they're using manipulation, manipulating your thoughts, to have you thinking one way while they are doing another thing. 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can call to get in contact with the show. We're here on Point West trying to point out the different things that are going on, and that's important for you to know, because if you don't know these things, then a lot of stuff, you know, can happen. And, what are you going to do about it? Here's a Gmail that says, it says this, should non-white people run for political offices, serve as police officers, and file credible lawsuits and formal complaints at every chance in order to pursue justice and counter racism, white supremacy? Mr. Black says this, I ask this because the answer appears to be obvious, but racist white supremacists use all forms, here we go, of deception and violence in all areas of people activity to neutralize non-white people in positions of power and authority, and further, they use reprisal and marginalization to target all people who pursue justice if it threatens their status quo systems of governance and power. That's a very good observation, because we have lived this. If you're black, you have lived this. Have you ever heard of redlining? Most of us have been redlined and didn't even know that we were being redlined. If you don't know what that is, look that up in the book, in your dictionary. But what it is, it's a practice used by banks to steer, in particular, black people into certain areas of a city, you know, with sometimes with discount rates and sometimes not. But you ever notice that in those areas that they redline you in, that freeways go through them? You ever notice here in the city of Columbus how that freeway 70 East goes, oh, so far 70 East, and all of a sudden makes a big, gigantic right-hand turn? Did you ever notice that? Now, it destroyed coming through the city, all those areas, all those streets over there, destroyed them, coming right through, and those were predominantly black areas. And then, and it's still there, thank God, only a few houses, but how many have ever heard of Hanford Village? Okay. Did you see what they did to Hanford Village? Now, they didn't destroy all of it, but they went right through it and made the freeway go make that southern turn to the south. And then, I guess, what, a couple of miles ahead or something like that? Yeah, and then it all of a sudden makes a left. Now, why did they make that turn? Could be a question. Okay. Ask yourself this question. Who lives in that area where they made that turn? The zip code on that turn is 43209. That's the Bexley area. Who lives in Bexley? They weren't going to have that. Why couldn't the freeway go all the way through there? They didn't want that. They had a lobby. They had a lobby, and they made them, the builders, turn. So the freeway went through what? Hanford Village. Why? Because Hanford Village didn't have any a strong lobby like the people had in Bexley and so forth, Berwick and all that. Didn't have that lobby, so the freeway goes through. That pattern is repeated all throughout the United States in so-called urban areas. I was in Cleveland, Ohio in 1967 during the Huff riots. The National Guard had easy access to come into the areas. Why? Because it was built that way. I was there. I saw the tanks and the National Guard men and all that stuff back in 1967. This is a pattern, and they use the word systemic, and it is. But this pattern is systemic in all areas of human action. You know, why can't we have our own banks? We did have one called the Freedman Bank, but guess what? They took that away. Oh, yeah. How about our own lands? We you know, how about our own schools? We got 1 minute, okay. But how about our own schools? You ever heard of the so-called historically black colleges and universities? Well, guess what? Right before your eyes, they are becoming PWIs. What is that? Privately white institutions, because white guys or white people are going to those schools. It's many, many more. But anyway, those are some of the things we bring up here on Point West. And we do thank you for listening. We thank you for your Gmails and all that. We thank you for that. This has been Point West here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Thanks for listening. TalkTainment Radio, radio the way it should be heard.
The power, the world's greatest radio, TalkTainmentRadio.com.